Todd Furman joins us from Vegas. It's a wild scene here in Nashville, Todd. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, guys. I like the band. I appreciate that kind of star-studded treatment you guys have had to announce my arrival for the weekly segment.
Yeah, they're a good one, too. TSU, they flat out get it done. All right, who's going to get it done? Clay's been talking about Kentucky, a prohibited favorite. How prohibited a favorite are they?
Kentucky right now, as we talked about last week, continues to get into uncharted territory. It's been quite some time since we've had a team this heavily favored going into the NCAA tournament. I personally believe Kentucky will have their hands full this weekend, though, against Florida down there in Gainesville. But hard to argue with what this team brings to the table. Unlike previous Kentucky additions, a team that shares the basketball, no guy that thinks he's bigger than the rest of his supporting cast, and defensively, they're as tenacious as anybody.
How much?
Right. Wait a minute. Before you go, though, what does history tell you about the team that was favored to win the national championship?
History says that it's only happened about one time in the last 10 years that the heavy favorite has won the tournament going in. So if you're looking at that as any indicator, Kentucky is not in good company, so it makes teams right around them a little more attractive, the likes of Kansas, Duke, Michigan State, and it maybe even this Ohio State team, who's lost a lot of luster, losing their last couple of games, but maybe lurking in that underdog mentality.
Well, it just shows you how hard it is to win the national championship when you're favored. Because, you know, I go back and think about some of the great teams that were. I think North Carolina comes to mind with Jordan, Perkins, and Worthy. They only won one. So you start looking back at history and you say, well, how easy is it to win it when you have, you know, prohibitive favorite? And I think it's very tough. And that's why I was saying that the odds that Kentucky win it, and they probably should when they have the best team. But
are people still betting on them? They're prohibitive favorites, 9-5. I mean, you hardly win anything. You're not even doubling your money. Are people still coming in and putting money on Kentucky at these odds?
We still have plenty of folks, you know, that came in yesterday and decided they thought there was still value with Kentucky at 9-5. And it's one of those prices now that we get in a territory where I don't think I'll move them down any further than they're at, unless we see a lot of drastic changes. And as a result, as a bookmaker, what that forces me to do is to create value with the other teams around them. So you'll see North Carolina get raised up. Michigan State, after losing to Indiana, will start to have a little bit more value. Kansas will move up. And some of these other teams that will also be in that 1 and 2 line will have better prices than they probably should to offset that Kentucky appetite.
What about Syracuse?
Syracuse right now we have at 9-2. That's a team that I'm a little concerned about, though, Blaine. I don't like how they rebound the basketball out of that 2-3. And I think, though, with Fab Melo back in the mix, this team is still very talented. I just don't know. There's something about them that makes me feel like it's not their year to win the title.
Todd Furman, our man in Vegas, sets the lines for Caesars Entertainment. Todd, how quickly do you guys get together? I'm sure you're watching the brackets because matchups are so key in the NCAA tournament. No doubt about that. So you're going to have to change lines as soon as that bracket comes out.
No doubt about it, Brett. When you talk about moving numbers based on how the regions will play out, we'll offer odds on teams that get to the Final Four. So if you want to bet, you know, the East region, we'll have those odds available. But you do need to look at the future board and overhaul a lot of those teams. You won't see so much movement in the team seated essentially 1 through 8, but anywhere from the 3 line as high as the 8 line, that's where some of the value is created. So teams like Temple, St. Louis, even a Vanderbilt, if they get a favorable draw, they become much more attractive to the betting public.
Is there any team out there that you're seeing some early money running on? I mean, a team that's not maybe going to be seated on the first or the second line. Is there anybody that you've been surprised to see smart money coming in on at that futures odds to win the title?
I'm not really surprised, Clay, but Wichita State, we had as high as 150-1 no more than about 3 weeks ago. They've really created quite a buzz. Fortunately, and a credit to my staff as well, we stayed ahead of that curve. You know, we have Wichita State at 35-1, but I've spoken to some people that, you know, were reluctant to bring them down. They kept them as high as 200-1, and now have some serious liability going to the Shockers. The one thing about futures, especially in college basketball, a lot of the bettors out there don't bet these teams with the expectation of actually cashing a ticket. They'll just look for a long shot, and then they'll look to try and play a hedge. If a 100-1 team gets into the Elite Eight, it makes it very easy to turn a profit.
All right, we've got a couple of big games. We're still trying to figure out what the line's going to look like for the seeding in the SEC tournament. Tonight, Tennessee plays LSU. I believe it's LSU -1. What are you seeing in that game?
LSU is a one-point favorite currently. Tough spot for the Volunteers to have to go down to Baton Rouge. They catch LSU at the exact wrong time, fresh off of that tasting they took in Oxford against Ole Miss. I don't think the Tigers are exactly playing great basketball. I know some people had them listed as a bubble team, which I didn't quite understand. But Tennessee, with a huge look-ahead spot to a home date looming with Vanderbilt, I would have to side towards LSU as a value side in this game. But hard to write off what we've seen out of Tennessee. Team continues to play good basketball and surprise a lot of bettors.
Yeah, I was wondering, what are the odds with Duke? North Carolina, since they're coming from the ACC, and they're kind of not the power that they used to be, but there'll be two seeds throughout the tournament. So what are the odds for them winning the national championship?
North Carolina, we've moved up. They're about 6.5-1 at this point. And Duke, despite their struggles last night with Wake Forest, they remain steady in that 7-8 range. I don't think you'll see a whole lot of movement between those two teams until seeding is announced. Even if North Carolina were to beat Duke on Saturday, which I think they have a great opportunity to do at Cameron, I don't really anticipate us moving the numbers all that much. Maybe North Carolina goes from 6.5-1 down to 5.5-1, but we won't overhaul the boards based on the outcome of one game.
Todd, let's take a look at Tennessee-LSU tonight in Baton Rouge. LSU a one-point favorite, I think.
Pay attention, Mayor.
Yeah, he already did.
Sorry.
Let's go to Alabama.
The band must be getting the Brent. I guess
yeah.
We can look ahead
It's almost impossible to pay attention here right now. Sometimes the band just explodes.
I knew when
nowhere.
You looked at me. Let's go to the second part of my question then. Tennessee Vanderbilt. Did you hit that one?
No, we didn't hit that one yet.
Tennessee Vanderbilt right now. Vanderbilt projects out to about a 2.5-3 point road favorite. Team looked tremendous last night. A very spirited, emotional effort against Florida. I think the Gators, though, deserve a ton of credit because they did push Vanderbilt. But to the Commodores' credit, they answered every major run. I'm not sure there's a team in the country who would have gone in there and beaten Vanderbilt on senior day. I think this is a game, though, coming up on Saturday that Tennessee's had circled since they were absolutely pasted in Memorial earlier in the year. I know seeding is at stake, but wouldn't be shocked if Vanderbilt is upset, assuming they left everything they had on the court last night against the Gators.
Well, I'm going to jump over to hockey. You know, the Nashville made big news, the Preds with the trades. I was wondering, what are their odds now winning the Cup?
The Preds' odds have come down quite a bit. We had them as high as 50-1 about 6 weeks ago. They're actually down to 18-20-1. And a real formidable team that they'll bring in the Western Conference. I worry about their ability to score, and Nashville struggles against Vancouver. But when you have a goalie like Pekka Rinne in net, he's capable of getting hot and taking this team deep into the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Where does that rank?
That's good stuff.
Where does that rank in the NHL?
Nashville, just because they don't see a lot of public support either, they're going to be in the middle of the pack. There's about 6 or 7 teams in the Western Conference with lower odds than them. Although, from my power numbers, I actually make Nashville the fourth favorite to win the West.
Good stuff.
All right, Todd, thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. And I'm always glad that you're willing to answer one question two times, as Chad Withrow.
Hey, no problem. That's what we're here for. I know the band is there playing things out. I do need a pick, though, guys. Murray State, the prohibitive favorite in the OVC, listed at minus 800. Is there anybody that can upset them, whether it's Penn Tech or Tennessee State, to try and steal the crown?
I think TSU-Murray State is the hoped matchup here Saturday at 1 o'clock Central. That game, Todd, both those teams playing Friday night, they anticipate a sellout here at Municipal Auditorium. So it's going to be a fun environment. I think Murray State gets it done, but TSU's had a really good year.
It'd be great to see a rubber match between those two teams. I know they had two competitive contests, but who thought we'd be talking Ohio Valley basketball as the focal point come Saturday afternoon?
There you go. Thank you, Todd.
Good stuff, man.